Washington, as we know, is saying that Tehran has violated a UN resolution, but Iran is insisting that the missile launch, well, everything's all right. It's perfectly within the law. What do you think about this?
Well, I think it's a storm in a teacup. I think essentially it's inevitable that there will be frictions between Iran and the United States as both countries settle down to what is a new and more positive relationship. There are aspects of Iranian activities that certainly frustrate the Americans, just as there are many American activities that frustrate the Iranians. But to all intents and purposes, this deal goes a great deal down the road to opening up the possibility of a more positive relationship. There will, of course, be bumps along the road, but I don't think that the U.S. administration, in condemning this missile test, is doing anything but talking to others within Washington to give the impression that that they're not going to be fooled by the Iranians and that they are willing to criticize the Iranians as well as do deals with them.
So that it sort of looks good, yeah? The Washington people, yeah.
Mm. Yes, because there will be an ongoing holding pattern by the administration to try to neutralize any possible attempts within Congress to derail this deal, and there will be plenty over the coming months and years. There are many Republicans who are looking to derail this process, and this process is not a short-term process. So if the administration can give the impression that it is being hard on Iran and that this is that when Iran crosses over lines, even if it does so in a way that is ambiguous or not particularly important, as this one is, then they will use that opportunity to communicate the message that they're not allowing Iran off the hook. I don't see any likelihood of something like this spiraling out of control, though. I would expect this to be a news item that features this week and that is not referred to again next week.
Oh, so it just comes and it goes.
Yes, exactly. But in the meantime, behind the scenes, the nuclear deal is being implemented. We have, of course, the agreement, the voting in the Iranian parliament. The European Union is drawing up its detailed plans about how sanctions will be relieved and when. We have many delegations visiting Iran as we speak, looking for lucrative economic deals. I do think that the bigger message here is that Iran is coming in from the cold.
Ah, and let's look at the UN resolutions. I mean, how much weight do they carry legally?
Well, UN resolutions are the closest, Security Council resolutions, which this is, are the closest you get to international law. All member states of the United Nations are bound by UN Security Council resolutions. So this is why Iran was so quick and keen to communicate its belief that it was acting within the law. And the law, in this case, is ambiguous. And in any case, it's not a significant step forward in terms of Iran's missile capabilities, and in terms of timing, there would be no ambiguity around Iran's ability to conduct this test were it to have done so in 2 months' time. So I think it's Iran testing the waters a little bit in a way, and it's the United States administration using that opportunity to demonstrate its realist credentials.
I mean, some people would say it's a bit provocative, wouldn't they?
Sure. They wouldn't be completely wrong. But then, you know, all states engage in a certain amount of pushing of boundaries and provocative behaviour.
Let's look at that final date approval, which is meant to be just, you know, a few days away, middle of this month. I mean, is that going to be the final date, or do you think this is going to be prolonged?
No. So let me be clear. The adoption day, which is either the 18th or 19th of October, there's some confusion. I think it's the 19th of October. The The adoption day is when states like the European Union and the United States are bound to start their work on the plans for lifting sanctions. But sanctions will not be lifted until what they call implementation day. The Iranians are hopeful that implementation day will happen in early 2016. Others are less optimistic. It might take a few months later. But it will be at some point in 2016 that we will witness implementation day, when many of the sanctions, not all, will be lifted on Iran. And that will happen once the Iranians have satisfied the International Atomic Energy Agency that they have started the process and got a long way down of removing many thousands of centrifuges from the facilities there, of dealing with the heavy water reactor, and of exporting their stockpile of low-enriched uranium for management outside of the country. These are quite substantial concessions on the part of the Iranians, and I think clearly show the intention of the administration there, that their intention is to develop a civil nuclear industry.
And as I understand with the sanctions, Paul, I mean, some of them won't be lifted maybe for a decade or more?
Yes, well, some of the sanctions will never be lifted because they have been imposed for other reasons, around human rights or the support of so-called terrorist organizations in other parts of the region. Some of the sanctions will stay in place for some time, as you say, but the vast majority of nuclear-related sanctions will be waived. Now, it's important to emphasize that, particularly in the United States case, this is the president acting to waive the sanctions. The sanctions still remain in place, but they are not implemented. It means that the president has to regularly and actively waive the sanctions again to keep this process going. If he neglects to do so, or if a new president comes in and decides that he doesn't want to waive the sanctions, then the sanctions may snap back at any moment. And the Americans were very keen indeed to agree a mechanism whereby sanctions could easily be reimposed.
Yes, because let's face it, we have the US presidential elections coming up very quickly now.
Yes, indeed. And a number of the Republican candidates have said that they would break this agreement with Iran and reimpose the sanctions, possibly with more sanctions, which of course would be extremely damaging. In fact, if a Republican president does come in and do that, particularly as there would have been some months by then that the deal would have been in process and demonstrably working, then I think what you could see is not only Israel having isolated itself from the rest of the international community on this deal, as well as other issues, but you could see a new U.S. administration joining the Israelis as a very isolated voice in the world, which would put their close allies in Europe at a very difficult situation, difficult choice. But my prediction is that the Europeans would stick by the deal because they would see it as working and they would see it as the best deal possible. And they would have to then split with the United States. Now, it may be that a new administration could contain that to just this issue, but I think it could really harm the U.S.-European relationship in the longer run. It's quite a dangerous course of action, and I believe that whatever color the new U.S. president will be after the presidential elections next November, in a year's time, I think there will be huge pressure on the new president to let things continue, because the stakes are too high. They're much higher than just the nuclear deal. It's about deep global relationships.
But Obama will leave office with more or less what he wanted.
In this instance, yes. He will have left office with all sorts of things unachieved. But in this case, on the Iranian nuclear deal, he will have left off, assuming things go to plan over the next year, he will have left office having achieved quite a substantial thing. I mean, the the relationship between the United States and Iran when he became president was deeply problematic. Nobody could see a clear way through, and within 8 years, he has turned that around. And there are many failures of the Obama administration, but I think this would be chalked up as a success.
And that's exactly what he wanted to work on, wasn't it?
Well, one of the things, I mean, he also wanted to bring the world closer to a world free of nuclear weapons. He hasn't really got much closer to that goal. But when it comes to containing Iran, he certainly has achieved what he set out to achieve. And it wasn't long into his initial term that he gave the Nowruz, the Iranian New Year message, speaking not only to the people of Iran, but also to the Iranian administration, holding out the hand of not friendship, but negotiation and possible warming up of the relationship. And I think, as I say, I think this is more than about just the nuclear issue. I think this could, in the longer run, turn into it could become the turning point whereby the whole of the Middle East starts to move in directions that it wasn't before. Relationships may change. And this, of course, is what the Gulf states, who have up until now enjoyed a very close working relationship with the Americans, fear most. Because it's not simply the fear of an Iranian nuclear weapon. It's more a fear of a rebalancing of power and relationships in the region.